We are in the middle of Teisves, the Beramaschol, the Ashkelon, and the Beis Amid Aleph. Let us again start from the Kasha of Teisves. Ach Kasha Lari. We had had, till now, the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. He had problems. Ashkelon is in Eretz Yisrael, and the Mishnah seems Ashkelon is Chutz La'aretz. So Ashkelon, Rabbeinu Tam said, Oidei Bovu Leikav Shuhu. So Bizman, HaMishneh, had a din of Chutz La'aretz because they were not Kovish Ashkelon. Second, V'cheger, Taisus has a problem. But here in the Mishnah it says it's Chutz La'aretz. In Yeshua it says that they were Mekadish it. They were Mekadish Kedesh, Vikachu as Kedesh, Bahar Naftali. They also were Kovish by the Oile Bavul, also Kovish Rekim V'cheger. So Taisus says there were two Rekim V'chegers. One was in Chutz La'aretz and one was in Eretz Yisrael. And Akku, Taisus also has a problem. That Akku is Kovshu Oile Bavul, has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So Taisus answers, Akku was, half of Akku was in Eretz Yisrael, and half in Akku was Chutz La'aretz. And the Mishnah is speaking about the Chalik of Akku, which is in Chutz La'aretz. That was how the Rabbeinu Tam was Miyashiv, our Mishnah. Ach Kosher L'ri, so now the Ri asks, the Omar L'kamon, the Gemara says further, Nichnas L'chonav Rabbi Loi. A person that came to Rabbi Yishmoel, he came from Kfar Sisoi, and he brought a get to Eretz Yisrael from Kfar Sisoi. It was a shliach. And he asked a shayla from Rabbi Yishmoel, does he have to say, b'fani nichta, b'fani nechta? And Rabbi Yishmoel said yes. So after this psak, Rabbi Loi came in, and he wanted to be chilek on Rabbi Yishmoel, and he came with a kasha. Kfar Sisoi muvla betchum Eretz Yisrael. Kfar Sisoi is muvla on the tchum of Eretz Yisrael, surrounded by Eretz Yisrael. Ukroivo litzipoire yoise meyakov. And it's closer to Tzipoyre more than Akku. So, according to Rameya, Rameya says Akku is Keretz Yisrael Egitin. So, according to Rameya, Yizicha don't have to say before Nichta. According to the Chachomim, that's Tavke because Akku is Rechoike from Tzipoyre. But Kfar Sisoi, that is Korev le Tzipoyre, even the Chachomim will be made, you don't have to say. So Taisus asks, what cheshbon is this that Kfar Sisoi is closer to Tzipoyre than Akku? Because Mokim Akku Adife Achopi Shirachoike Mitzipoyre Shiatzmo Chetshem Eretz Yisrael. But Akku, half of Akku is Eretz Yisrael. Kfar Sisoi is close to Tzipoyre, but it's not like Akku. Boy, in Kasha number two, Eichi Daik Lekamo. The Moicha Abde Lesurye Yotze Lecheres. The Gemara Klaus Ashayl, if a person sells his Evik Nani to Surya. The person sells his Evik Nani Lechutz Loretz. So Chazal Kansen, the Moicha, the Yotze Lecheres. So the Gemara Klaus, what's the din by Surya? So the Gemara says, Gemara's Poshit, Moicha Abdel Surya Yotze Lecheres, Midisnan Akku Ke'eretz Yisrael Egit. Because Rameya said, Akku is like Eretz Yisrael Egit, Legitin en Lavodim Loi. So Akku, Lagabi, Avodim, is a din of Chutz La'aretz. Toshkein Surya, the Melch Ketuvah. Abad the Gibe Surya is Ichadin of Chutz La'aretz. It's much further from Eretz Yisrael than Akku. Again, here the Gemara again goes into Cheshbonus with further. Faktachtaisis ba'adarabe. Surya adife. Surya has a mila over Akku. Given the masnisen airi b'tzad shal chutzul oretz. The Mishnah is speaking about, the way Rabbi Natam said, we're speaking about the tzad of chutzul oretz. And Surya, because of the one who asked the shayla holds kibush yochid shmei kibush. The kibush that David HaMelech made, even though it had a din of a kibush yochid, not a kibush rabim, but kibush yochid shmei kibush, v'habi hi yatzm Eretz Yisrael. So, Surya is Eretz Yisrael. Has a kedusha because kibush yochid shmei kibush. Dolochim iboilei. That was the whole shayla of the Gemara. Yavi kimoicha avdel Eretz Yisrael, kivim de shmei kibush. Aidulme kivim da afratomi kohutzel oretz domi. Eistis, Surya is 90% doime to Eretz Yisrael. It is kedushas haoretz. But gabi one haloche that the offer Eretz Yisrael is toher, and offer chutzel oretz is tome, and the afar of Surya is tome. So it has one similarity to chutzal oretz, that the offer is tummy. Fine, but it has kedushas haoretz. So the shayla was, but since it has a certain similarity to chutzal oretz, so mele could be, this also goes into the klal, ha-moicha avdil l'chutzal oretz is yotzal l'cheretz. That was the shayla of the Gemara. So the Gemara brings a raya from Akku. Now, Akku is mamish chutzal oretz. So, how can you compare Akku to Surya? These are the two kashas that the Ri asked on the Rabbeinu Tam. Va'omari, so now the Ri, because of these two kashas, is a whole new mahalach, not like the Rabbeinu Tam. Da'afilu b'tzad shel Eretz Yisrael, now by Akku, when we go to Akku now, we are childless. Akku is in Eretz Yisrael. Why do you have to say b'fani nichta, b'fani nichta? The Rebbeinu Tam said we're speaking about the Akku that's chutz l'oretz. The Ri says no. Ve'afilu b'tzad shel Eretz Yisrael tzoch leimu b'fani nichta. The Akku, which is in Eretz Yisrael, also say b'fani nichta. Lefi shuhu b'soif ha'gvul. Because Akku was by the boundary, v'rochek me'ika yishev Eretz Yisrael. It's far away from the yishuv, u'muflek min ha'yeshivis u'bot edin. So memela is far away from the yeshivis, so a town that's far away from the yeshivis, so close to the yeshivis, they knew the halachas, they knew there's a din of lishma. Far away from the yeshivis, so taket's Eretz Yisrael, the country is Eretz Yisrael, but the matzav haruchni there is chutz l'aretz. That means the Gemara is going to say one of the reasons we have to say before they nach the mishum she'ein bekiyin lishma, because in Medina's Yom they don't know the dinim of lishma. So in Akku, even though it's kedushas haaretz, he also didn't know the din of lishma, because it was far away from the ikayisha, from the yeshivas. Ubot edinim, and also as far away from the Boti Dinim, so you wouldn't have Eidim Mitzuyim Lekaimai. That means that people who are close to the Boti Dinim, so people that there, so their signatures would be recognized. They always come into Beznam, the people that recognize the signatures. But if they're far away from the Boti Dinim, so people do not recognize the signatures. So Memela Akku is a din of Medina Sayyum, because it has the characteristics of Medina Siyom, even though it's in Eretz Yisrael. Av Hogav, Yevchen Yesh Letarz Gabi Ashkelon, the Gabi Rekem Vechege. And with this we can forever the kashas of Ashkelon and Rekem Vechege. Rabbi Natam asked, Ashkelon is Eretz Yisrael, Reckon the Heger is Eretz Yisrael, 100% true. It's in Eretz Yisrael. But it's Rochik Meiker Ayishuv. So Memele, so these cities have a din, Legabi Gitten, of Medina Sayyam. Before we go further, we had learned yesterday in Daran, we have a three-way machlokes. We have to say, b'fanei nichtov from Reken, the Tanakama holds, you don't have to say. Because it's smuches, it's close to Eretz Yisrael. So Memele, so that is why you don't have to say. That's not Medina Siyam. Medina Siyam means a place that's far away from Eretz Yisrael. The smuches, they're close enough that we don't have to worry about Lishmo, Eidim Tzum Lekaimo. I'm Gamila Schoilek. I'm Gamila Hot Smuches does have to say, do have to say. Mevlois don't have to say. Rabbi Lanza says, I feel the Mevlois have to say. About Kaponim, we see that Rekem is Smuchais. Like the Pnei Yeshua and the Rishash. So that's very good. If Rekem is Chutz Loretz, it's Samuch to Eretz Yisrael. So, we have to understand. So that's the Shailetz. It's Chutz Loretz, it's Samuch to Eretz Yisrael. What din did they give it? Does it have a din of Medina Sayyam? It doesn't have a din of Medina Sayyam. It's the Chutz Loretz that's Samuch. According to the Ri, the Ri says that Rekem Echeger is in Eretz Yisrael, but it's Rochik Meikar HaYishuv. So how is this considered it's Rochik Meikar HaYishuv and it's Samuch? These two things sound like double talk. It's Eretz Yisrael and it's Rochik Meikar HaYishuv and it's called Smuchais. So the Rishash blabs by Akasher. The Pnei Yeshua wants to say that it was Samuch to an ear that was called to the Iker HaYishuv. That's a type smuchais. That means the shame Medina Sayyam is if the ear mitzad atzmai is rochik Iker HaYishuv. So this is Medina Sayyam. But it is samuch to an ear which is samuch to the Iker HaYishuv. Rekem is not samuch to the Iker HaYishuv, but it's samuch to an ear that's samuch to the Iker HaYishuv. Okay. Now let's go back to Taisus. Mahash the Poroshapir. Kfar Sisoi, so now we see that there's a very important factor of Korev Leiker HaYishuv. And Rochik Meiker HaYishuv. Rochik Meiker HaYishuv makes it Medina Sayyam. So Mamele, Mahash the Poroshapir. So Rabbi Loi asked the Kasha. Kfar Sisoi, the Korev Leitzipoiri, Shahoisa Iker Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Tvei Ma'ako, the Rochik Mika Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So that was Rabbi Lois Kash. He says, I don't understand you, Rabbi Shmuel. If Aku, Rameyah holds, you don't have to say. And that's Rochik Mika Yishuv. Is Kvarsi Soy, which is Korav Likar Yishuv, Yizichat shouldn't have to say. And Afilu, according to the Chachomim say, Aku, you do have to say, because Aku is Rochik Mika Yishuv. Mashenke in Kvarsi Soy is Rochik, is Korav Likar Yishuv. So if it's Korav Likar Yishuv, so it shouldn't be worse than Aku. Zechtoises Avogav, the Aku who Atmei Beretz Yisrael, who Kvarsi Soy Chutzlo. So what is the comparison? Mikomok in Poshet Shaper. So there's one other factor which he didn't take into consideration. That means very good. This is Korav, this is Rochik. But Aku is Eretz Yisrael. And Kvar Sisoi is Fod Chutz Loretz. We come back in Poshet Shapik, even the Kim Lay, the Mavlois Mahani, Kilo Mamish Eretz Yisrael, Keram Gamliel, Dama Mavlois Shrichi Yugmiri. So Memele, Mavlois, since it's Shrichi Yugmiri, we hold that what, even though it's Chutz Loretz, you don't have to say B'fanei Nichtov. So Mamele, so Kvar Sisoi is not worse than Mavlois. So Mamele, so then Chutz Loretz is not a chasor. a area that is shchichi yugmiri, you don't need Eretz Yisrael, according to Rabbi Gamliel. So Memela, so that was his kasha. So Kvasi Yisrael is much better than Aku. Bimtaima, the Oma Birishalmi, Amoicha Abdei La'aku, Yotze L'cheiris. Aku is the din of Chutz L'Oretz L'Gabi Avodim. Reb Shimon Oviv Rab Yudin Eimer Afilu Me'aku La'aku. And Afilu, the Odoin and the Eved were living in Eretz Yisrael the Kechelik, and he sold it to the Chutz L'Oretz the Kechelik, he also goes out L'cheiris. V'kivin, ואפילו בויסי צעד שבארץ ישראל יוצא לחרץ. אם כן, מאקו לאקו, אמה יוצא לחרץ? So why is it יוצא לחרץ? כיוון דחושב כחוץ לאורץ. It's according to the ירי, המויך עבדי לאקו means אפילו בארץ ישראל כחרץ. Since it's Rochik Mikar HaYishuv, so it's like Medina Sayyam. And that was the Gemara's Kal Vachayma from Surya. Surya is more Rochik than Akko. They say, Stakasha, Akko is Chutz Loretz, and Surya is Kibush Ochet Shmei Kibush. So what's the comparison of Surya to Akku, but now according to the Ri, it's very good. The Eretz Yisroel, the Kechelik, is also as Adin of Adina Sayom, because it's Rochik Mikra Yishuv. So you're selling an Eved Knani. You want to put him in a place that's Rochik from everything, Rochik from Yiddishkeit, that's like equivalent to, you're selling him to the Meicher Abdel Chutz Loretz. So koponim. So that what the Yerushalmi says, Hamoicha Avdoi Laaku means the Aku that's in Eretz Yisrael. Now the Yerushalmi says further, Afilu Me'aku Laaku. So why? Because the Aku in Eretz Yisrael is equivalent to Chutz Loretz. Then the Yerushalmi says weiter that Me'aku Laaku also is Yotzei L'Cheiris. Now this already doesn't make sense. If the Eretz Yisrael dika Aku has a din of Chutz Loretz because it's Rochik Mikra Yishuv, so this Eved was living with his Odin. Where was he living? He was living in Chutz Loretz. In Zichron, in the borders, it's Eretz Yisrael, but he's living in Chutz Loretz. So if you sell from Aku to Aku, so why should it be Yotzei L'Cheiris? According to the Ri, it's very fair. Im kei me Aku l'Aku ma Yotzei L'Cheiris, kiven d'choshim ke Chutz Loretz. ויש לומר, דנאי דחושב כחוץ לארץ לגבי איקה יישב ארץ ישראל, לגבי חוץ לארץ מי חושב כארץ ישראל. So Tosfos says, the shame חוץ לארץ is relative. It matters what we're speaking about. If the Eved lived in Sipori, he lived in Bnei Brak, he lived in the Yerushalayim, and to sell him to Akko, that's a big yiride. So the din is that a moicha avdei la'aku is kamoicha l'chutz loretz. Aber wie nicht wie Aku in Eretz Yisrael is still has more Yiddishkeit than the Aku in Chutz Loretz. So therefore the Yerushalm, so the makes of Chutz Loretz is relative. Legabi Eretz Yisrael, Aku is Chutz Loretz. Legabi the Aku sheb Chutz Loretz, so the Aku sheb Eretz Yisrael is a din Eretz Yisrael, and there's a din like moicha avdei l'chutz loretz. That's what Tosfos answers. Now, we had in the Mishnah, Vim yesh olav oirerim yiskayim b'chaysamo. That means, in Eretz Yisrael, they were not matzrich to say b'fani nichta b'fani nechta. There's no need for it, to bekiin lishmo, there's eidem mitzuyim l'kayme, there's no need to be to say b'fani nichta. So the Mishnah says, but vim yesh olav oirerim, if the Baal comes, mizma'arer, he says it's a mezuyah, if they can get, he's kaim b'choismo, so that will be mekaimet, and it's not a kvel in Eretz Yisrael, there's eidem mitzuyim l'kaimet. Aber kolzman belei osi baal u ma'are, what if the baal did not come and be ma'are? Niseis al pi aget, she's allowed to get married. Belei tanine mezuyet, we don't tanine mezuyet, the mishum igune ekila bo rabona. Now we're going to come back to what Taisa says over here, but I just want to go a little further to appreciate what Taisa said just now. Avo, this is now with the Ika Taisa is Negeya. This is the Ika Taisa. Avo b'momi taninan mezuyev lenifra shalei befonov umi yisaimin umi lekuch. Now, just to appreciate what this whole Taisvus is going to be mefalpal about, I'd like to give two akdomas. Akdoma number one is, min ha-teire, you don't need kiyum anywhere. Eidem, the Muslims say, and Avgimel, Eidem, achsumim, alaget, nasek, mishenechka, idusam, bebezn. You don't have to declare of ziyuv. And Ziyif is a milsa de loy shchiche. And to appreciate that it's a milsa de loy shchiche, because if a person wants to steal money, the most inconvenient way to steal money is to go to Bezin with a forged star. That means he's going out of the frying pan into the fire, he's going to Bezin with this star, and you have, and if Bezin will be mavara, that's a forged star, he's lost. So it's better to steal in a different knife. So therefore, lechotzef inish lezuf, a person would name the chutzpah. That means, Yen is going to tell him the truth. I never bought him money. This is false. This is forged. So he doesn't have to be mefarsim his intent to steal. So it's a milse de loy shchiche for a person to forge. Fine. That's yesoid number one. Yesoid number two. There's a loche of tanino, that bezden taines, if zum Beispiel the baldovo is not around, for example, let's say a father borrowed money. There's a shtah, and the father died. So now, bezden taines, the taines that the father could have tained if he'd been alive. Now he's not alive, so we taine for the yisayman. The tainus that the father could have tainus. There's a din of taininam. But this din of taininam, we taine only by a milsa de shchiche. Something that's shchich to occur, and the yisayimim don't know, did it occur, didn't occur, so we taine for the yisayimim. A milsa de loy shchiche, something that's very not shchich, we won't taine. So now, Taisvis is going to be Mevara Rashaila, which it seems is no often the Gemoris. You have to make the Yukim from Gemoris. What is the din when a person dies, a father dies, and a Malva comes to the Yisayman with a Shtar? He has a Shtar that the father borrowed from $1,000, and he wants to be Goyver from the Yisayman. He wants to be Goyver from the Lekuchas. The same with Kukas don't know from anything. Will we taine mezuyif? Will we taine? Or say, listen, if the father would have been alive, could be he would have taine mezuyif, so we'll taine mezuyif for you. Or no? Since ziyif is a milsa d'loy shchiche, we don't taine mezuyif. That is the pilpul of Taisvis. So now, let us, starting from the second line, and we'll just see a little bit what Taisvis. Avo b'momayin taininim mezuyev lenifra shalei b'fono. Taisvis says there's a din taininim mezuyev. Bezn will taininim mezuyev. That means we have no inkling whatsoever it is mezuyev. But we'll, just like the father can taininim mezuyev, we'll also taininim mezuyev. So Taisvis says three cases. Shalei b'fono. That means the Baal HaKarka went to Medina Sayyam, will be there for the next 10 years. And, a Malva comes with a Shtar, the Karka is Meshubit, I lent him $1,000, I want to be gave with this Karka.
Umi Yisayimim, or the Leivadai, he wants the mom from Yisayimim, Milakufis. So Taisa says Tanina Mezuyif. So how can you say Tanina Mezuyif? I mean, we have guidelines. We only Tanina Mezuyif by a milsa de shriche. Ziyuf is a milsa de loy shriche. So Taisa says the imloy came. If we won't Tanina Mezuyif, Leishovkis chaye lechol berye. So memele, so there'll be a chuban ha'ilam. If we will have our hands tied, we won't tie the mezuyah, because we have guidelines. Mezuyah is a milsad loy shriche, so a mele, you can't tie the mezuyah, since it's a milsad loy shriche, so the world will become chorah. Shiyukal kol odom lichtav shtar milve, so what will be? You don't tie the mezuyah, so everyone will be able to write a shtar milve, lahachtem edem yatzmin, he'll forge chsimus edem, the litrei shalei befonav miyaseimim milakuches. So memele will be a leishavkes chay lechol berya. So that means here we cannot go according to the letter of the law. Here we cannot say since it's a milsad b'loy shchicha we don't tie the mezuyif because we have our guideline. Because if we're going to go with the letter of the laws lechol ber Yerushalayim avnei shemidu devreim al din teira. This will bring a chulben. You're going to go to the title. We can't do it. So, so by every levaya, there'll come someone else. Will find out who died. And then, and Bishas Nichem Avelim will go and he says, no, I don't know if this is the proper time, but you know, your father borrowed money from me. And there'll be Geiver from the assignment. There'll be a Shrek Lechazach. Fine. Now, let us go back to the beginning of Taisus. Now Taisus is going to be mefalpal on this, but now the Val Taisus said for a statement that there's a din tainina mezuyah. You want to take away money from someone, so, and he's not around, we tainina mezuyah. So now let's go back to an isha that brings a get. An isha that brings a get, lemaise, Ha'isha Niknes, she's Mamayna Yishel Baal. Now, when she's coming with a get, she comes, she wants to get married, we'll say the get. So, by accepting this get, she that previously belonged to the Baal is now not getting married to someone else. And the Baal isn't around. We're talking about Neretz Yisrael. Imesh Oyerim Yiskayim B'chayisma. But Kozman, there's no Oyririm, she gets married. In Ein Poitzepe, maybe it's Mezuyif, let's tie the Mezuyif. What is the difference if you're taking away a bias Shaloi Befonov, or you're taking away Beisei Zuishta, you're taking away his wife, that's also, you're also taking away from him. So that is what Taisus had a kasha, that's now explained the first line of Taisus. So Taisa had a problem. The Mishnah says, "Im yeshal of oyrerim yiskayim b'chayismo." But without oyrerim, she's allowed to get married. No problem. Ah, you're taking away a bias. You're taking away a bias from him. Shaloi b'vonov. Where are you? Why don't you tie him as uye? So Taisa says, "You're right. According to the guidelines, it should be like this." It should be like this, because if you take away mama in shaloi b'fnei ha-baldova, we do tainem mezuyah. So according to these guidelines by Isha, we should also tainem mezuyah. But here there's a new factor. Mishumigun ekila bo rabono, leader, he says. So we're chas on the moment of the Baal, but let's be chas on the Isha. She wants to get married, and you're going to start with well, she has to find Eidim, and thus is so they were Mekel al Tzigune. So, L'chayre, the first line of Taisvis is to fa'emfa the second line. In the second line, I said already that by Momin, there's a din tiny nemezuyev, whenever you take away Momin from someone. So, Bezdin will tiny nemezuyev, because just like the Baldova can tie the mezuyif, Salsloishav Keschai Lechol Berye, we also tie the mezuyif for him, even though he's not here. We can for the Kiyum. So Taisvis tells, I say the Mishnah Shver. The Mishnah says him Yeshav Oirim Yiskayim Bechoyismo. And but if there's no Oirim, she's allowed to get married. So this is a stira to my Yisoid. We're also taking away Beisoy Shalodom. We're also taking away, and here it says she's allowed to get married. There's no din of Tanina Mezuyah. That's them Shechem Taisa. Taisa, well, by an Isha, there's a Nukhajna Shemiguna Ikila Borabona. That is Lachayre Pshat and Taisvis. That's one Pshat and Taisvis, which is enough for us. And the Ran says, on this Inyan, why don't you Taina Mezuyah? So the Ran says, Neisha Ishtai Einay Mamoy Neishel Baal. It's not called Exos Moment, Isha Niknes, but it's not called, this is not called Eino Momoino Shalbal. That's what the Ran says later. Antoisvus problem. Why didn't you tie the Mizuyah? Eino Momoino Shalbal. The Rit is Losh and Antoisvus, it would seem that Taisa sells Ishtai is Momoino Shalbal. And therefore we should tie the Mizuyah, because I'm saying, when we take away Momin Shalabif Neha Baldova, Bezden tie the Mizuyah. But by Isha is a besonder cheshben bishum igunei kilaborabo. Yeah. Now, let me just mention one more hanoche. We had said the shayla of Taisvis is that maybe you don't tie the mezuyah, because you only tie it by milsa de shriche. Ziyuf is a milsa de loy shriche. Person with the chotze finish le ziyuf. So that was the shayla. So Taisa says, but here we can't go to the normal guidelines of tainino, because if you're going to go with the normal guidelines, it's le shavkis chay le chol beri. So we have to go in tainu mezuyah, even though it's loy shriche. So how do we understand this? Mitzadachet was saying it's loy shchiche to occur. Mitzadachet was saying, if you won't time it, there'll be a chuban oilom. How could there be a chuban oilom? If lechotzev inish lezyufi, so there's no chuban, you have nothing what to be afraid of. Lechotzev inish lezyufi. Now the Teret says, lechotzev inish lezyufi, a mensch venish mezayach, it is a mensch. But there's a poor ice wolf and also in the world. You don't have to, that means normal. Normally I don't have to be chayish that this taiveya is not an inish. A normal person, I don't have to clear. But if lemay, but there are zikha in this world, mechutzafim. The zikha, all you need is one mechutzaf in this world and they'll make a chuban oilom. He'll go to all Nichem Aveilims and they'll leave over a star there by the Nichem Aveil. That's all you need. One Mechutzit. One person who is not scared of anything. So that's all. So it'll be a Chuban Oilo. And that could be. Normally a person won't be Mizayik, but you can find a few Mechutzofim in the world. And if you're going to go with the guidelines that Abemilsad Loishchicha Loitaninan, so forget about this world, where the whole world already is in a chaos. The Leshovkis Chaylech Oberye. So therefore, Taisa says, we have to look away from the guidelines. Letzairech Kiyam Oilam, we have to tie the Mizuyah. That's the beginning of Taisa. Omiyu. So now Taisa goes a step further. Mizeh Ein Loichiyach. No, it's no Raya. That means, I'm saying that Bezentine is Mezuyah. Why does Bezentine Mezuyah, even though according to the guidelines of Tanina, Bezent should not tie the Mezuyah because it's Loi Shchiche, but also Shofkes Chai Lechol Berya, we have to tie the Mezuyah. Me saying Loi Shchiche. Could be no. Could be we don't tie the Mezuyah because it's a Milsad Loi Shchiche. Aye, what's going to be with the world? Loi Shofkes Chai Lechol Berya. I feel like Tanin lo mezuyah, Tanin lo parua. Well, Taina parua for the assignment. That means parua is a milsa de shchicha. People pay up chayvis. So, Mamela, what were we afraid of? We're afraid of that by every nichem abeilim, you're going to have a mechutzim that's going to drop off a shtar halvo. I lent your father $1,000. And we won't taina mezuyah, so there'll be a chuban oilam. So Taisa says there's no chuban oilam. Mezuyah taka, we don't taina. Because mezuyah is a milsad loy shchicha. Chuban oilam will taina parua. Vutaina Parua. And Parua, I stole biyodi my boy. We'll see in a minute what do you mean Parua? I am the star. So there's an amonis Parua Migo de Mizuyek. So just like the father, if he'd be alive, he could find the Parua with Amigo de Mizuyek. So Mamelu, the father had an amonis to Taina Parua. In Parua is a milsa de shriche. People pay up choivis. So Mamelu, so we'll Taina Parua. But could be Mizuya if we don't tie. Could be Mizuya if we don't tie. Miu mizain lechia. Da filu lai tanina lu Mizuya, tanina lu Parua. Even the who atzmai have a mehem and loyma paru amigo di boy oma mezuyah. Just like the father is nemon to taina parua, even though yeni is a star stolche biyodi my boy is nemon parua amigo di mezuyah. So memeila, so will taina parua. So where are we up to now? So we're up to that Taisvis fell off from what Taisvis had started to say. That a kochel is a din of tainine mezuyah. Taisa says no. There's no din of tainine mezuyah. We don't tainine mezuyah. But we tainine perua. Fine. So just for 1 second, let's deviate. So the Maram says, so what's the nafkamina Taisa? Like Taisa is a pill, we do tainine mezuyah, we tainine perua. Taisa says, maybe you don't tainine mezuyah, you tainine perua. So it's like the Maram. So what's the difference if you're tying a mezuyah, if you're tying a peruah? We'll end up the same thing here. I mean, it'll have to be mekayim the shtar, because kozman is not mekayim, there's a namonus of peruah, migo the mezuyah. So what's the difference? What words Bezin will say? Peruah, mezuyah, we accomplish the same thing. Like there's a pilpo, do you tying a mezuyah, don't you tying a mezuyah? So the Maram wants to say a very interesting nafkamine, which is schwer, but on the Gelono will remain with the Maram. So the Maram says as follows. The Nafkamina will be, a person is Nemon to Taina Parua, Machas Mane. That means like this. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, Chazoke in Odom Perea Teixmane. A person borrowed money for 30 days, he's not Nemon to say, that I paid you back the next day. After the law, I paid you back. A person doesn't do that. If you borrowed money for 30 days, so Mistami, he knew he needed it for 30 days, so he said that, then he just said, just won a lottery ticket and he paid. Not like that. Things don't work like that. So he's not the Chazok in Odom Pereya Techsman. So there you're not Nemo to Tain the Pahua. So Memele, so Zuk the Maram, so there'll be a Meredith and Aftamina. The Benafkamina will be if, let's say, the father died teichsmanai. The father died teichsmanai. That means the father borrowed $100,000, and then after that, the halvo, the next day, died from a heart attack. Fine. Now we're coming to the Yisayim Taman. We have the shtar with $100,000. That's what doesn't the shtar. So if we tie him as a yif. Good, we tie the mezuyah. You have to prove it's a cream de kishtar. If we never tie the mezuyah, because mezuyah is a milsad lo yishriche, here perua we can't tie it, because chazok and adam perea teiz mamma. That's the pilpul of Taisus al kaponim. Do we tie the perua? Don't we tie the perua? Do we tie the mezuyah? Okay. So Taisus, the Vala say, that it could be we don't tie the mezuyah, and we'll tie the perua. And the leishavkis haylech oberye will be taken care of because we'll tie the perua. The kaimulon commander bevepei kamoichas habayis kabishtarkis ayoytzi ala yisayne dinishpa vigoy vemachze avo palge de pekodin tanin lo perua holoch. Now let's just understand what the ray is. Shtarkis means as follows. Ashtakis means that there was a transaction between two people, between Reuven and Shimon. And Reuven gave Shimon $100. But with this $100, there was an agreement as follows. $50 of these $100 is a halva. You owe me $50, I'm lending you $50, you have to pay me back $50.
these $50 that you borrowed, whatever profit you make, that's yours. I lent you the $50. $50 is algo. The other $50 is a pikon. That means this is my money. I'm not lending it to you. The guy, the cheshbon was that you should do business with my $50 and I'll get the revochim. That was the ulterior motive of making such a transaction. That means I'm lending you $50 and I'm giving you a pekodin of $50 and the pekodin is mine. The $50 is yours and so a mailer and you'll invest, let's say, these $100. So the half of the profit belongs to you because it's alvor. The other half of the profit will belong to me because it's my $50. Fine. That's ashtar kis. Palge milve, palge pekod. Now, shtar kis ayetzi ala yisaymen. The father died. Now someone comes with a shtar, and the shtar says that was the maisa. He lent $50 and he gave a pekodin of $50. So it says as follows. Kabishtaki shayotze al yisaimim v'nishba v'goyve machze. He swears, the malve swears. Now the din is, let's just understand. Halacha is, habali pora minichse yisaimim v'yifra elo b'shvur. That means, even though a malve has a shtar, but he has to swear for yisaimim. Shtar is a shtar, but he has to swear that the taka owe him the money. So now, when a malve comes with a shtar kis, so on the $50, he has to swear. If this is an emissary shtar, he never paid me back, and they have to pay him back the $50. Let's say submit a shtar mekuyim, no problem. The shtar mekuyim, so memela, after he swears, they pay him back $50. Now, what's with the other $50? The other $50 of the shtar, that's a pekodin. I will palge the pekodin taninilu peru aulach. And the palge the pekodin, we taina, this is a gemara, we taina perua. Now, how can we taina perua? There's a din shtar, we're talking about a shtar mekuyim. Shtolcha biyodi, my boy. So we tie the perua because the father had a migu, he could have tied it, herzarti migu denensu. The $50 that is a pekodin, what happens if an oinus would occur to it? So I'm potter to pay you back, I'm not high on onsum, I'm not a shayl on the money. So memele, so if it would have been nensu, I could have tied it nensu. And if it would have been nensu, there's no kasha shtolcha biyodi my boy, because Zicha, I didn't give it back to you, but an oinus happened. I'm potter. So he's nemon to taina herzalti b'migul denenzel. That's the father is nemon to taina herzalti b'migul denenzel. One more hanoche, nenzel is a milsa de loy shchich. Bezni will never taina nenzel, because nenzel, these things very rarely occur. Onsum very rarely occur. Afal pikein. The father, if the father would be alive, the father would be able to taina herzalti, and the father would be nemon, b'migo den ensu. So the Gemara says in Baba Vasra that bezn taina is herzalti for the yisaimim, even though bezn can't taina ensu, because ensu is a milsad lo yishriche. But since the father was nemon b'taina herzalti, so memele, so bezn will taina herzalti on those $50. And they won't have to pay the $50. So what do we see from this? So we see from this, even though Bezn can never tain an ensu, but since the father was nemon to tain erchsalti b'migud an ensu, so Bezdin will tain what the father could have tained and was nemon with Bezn will tain erchsalti. So Amelus Sotaisva says, so from this Gemara you see what I'm telling you. So could be Bezn can never tain a mizriyev. Because Zuf is a milsad lo yishriche, but you're declaring a shayla of chuben ha'ilam lo yishavkes chayla cholbelye, no problem. Bezn will tain a parati. Migu de mizuyif, even though Bezn can't tain a mizuyif, but the father could have tain a parati migu de mizuyif, so will also tain a parati. And the rai is from this gemara. That's what Taisus is saying.
Aber palge de pikon tanina lo peru holoch, aber gab leitelin tanina lo hunen, so we will not find an answer. Ab mishim davi ima yinem aloi merzalti lof bemigo den answer, so we'll find it for the Yusaymim. Merzalti, we find it for the Yusaymim merzalti, because the father could have find it merzalti. So me meil so taisve says, so me meila, my dichoy is a dichoy, could be we don't find a mezuya for Yusaymim, we had what's going to be with the world, no problem, we'll find a parat. So Taisvi says, so till now I don't have proof that you tain a mezuya. Could be we tain a parati, and that will take care of the leishav kischai. Avol yesh lechiach the tain a lo mezuya dim leikain, because if not, but Taisvi says, I'm back with my old kasha. If you won't tie the mezuyah, so the forgers have a moira de kaitze. They're not going to write a shtar halvo, they're write a shtar mecha. And when they come to be menachem ovul, they show the yisaimim, you know, I'll let you be until the end of Shiva, but my look at the shtar. This house was purchased. I purchased it, a shtar into Eidim. And if Bezin will not mix in, and Bezin will say, "Well, we can't tie the mezuzah. It's a milsud leishchicha, yishay mishamayim." So with every levaya, it'll be a real estate exchange. This person. So Taisvus is saying that you have to say al kaponim. In these cases of mecher or matone, we'll tain a mezuyah. By halvo, I don't know, could be we don't tain a mezuyah, could be that we tain a parati, because we can take care of the leshov kishai with tain is parati. But if that's by shtar halvo, but a shtar mecher or matone, al kochach, we tain a mezuyah. So far, Taisvis is working not with a raya from a gemara. Taisvis is working with the logic that al-Sloishovkis chai, the Taisvis is going, we have to face reality. There are mechutzovim ba'ilam, and if we don't do something about it, Sloishovkis chai l'chol beriyah. So therefore, we have to find him in order that the world should be able to exist, even though there are forges on the world. So we have to tie the mezuyah. And then Taisus says, by shtar halvo, maybe you don't have to tie the mezuyah, we can tie the parati, and we'll take care of the leishav kishai. But by mekach hamenka, we'll see if we have to tie the mezuyah. So that is a cheshbin of tainina mezuyah without a raya from a gemara, but with logic. It has to be like this. Or else leishav kishai lechol beri. Vo'oid yesh ledagdek misoy perik et posh. Now Taisus says, now I'll bring you a raya from a gemara. The vial, we're working without rayas, without gemoras. I'll bring you a raya from a gemora. The taninen liyasmi mezuyif. I'll prove to you we tain the mezuyif. The omar avune, the gemora brings down as follows. Shchivnara shehigdish kol nechosim. A shchivna was magdish all his nechosim. So memeilu is magdish all his nechosim. So he's now a pauper. He doesn't have anything. Everything belongs to Hegdish. A week later, he says, "Mona leplaini biyodi." But you know, I had borrowed a mona from Plaini before I was magdish. So memele, so that he can be gaver from Hegdish. I mean, is a shibud on here a shibud of a mona. So memele, so since I borrowed from him money, so memele, so he can go to Hegdish and be gaver the money. We can be gave with the month. Now, we have to understand that how are you nemon on your money? There's a din of Eidos, but we can make Eidim domi. But here, he's saying that from Hegdish, that Hegdish owes this money. So, Ravuna said, Chazok in Odom Oise Knunya le Hegdish. Listen, he's a Shri Meran. If it's not true, person doesn't do such things. So we have to assume he's telling the truth.
some zicha borrowed a money from Pliny, and a mele, we believe. Uporich, like the Gemara, so that means you're going very naive, a person won't do such a thing. Let me ask you a kash. Will a person make a knunya on his own children? Also the same thing. The Rav Shmuel Damri Talayu. Shriv Mara. Oh, same thing. Shriv Mara. Sheoma Mona Leplaini Viyodu. He's a Shriv Mara. He's lying on his deathbed. And the children are there. And he says, Kindalach, you know, I thought the father was a very wealthy person. You know, I owe $100,000 to Bevel. All of a sudden they become pale. Shema Shemayim. They thought that after the father would die, there was a Choshev Yerusha to acquire. He tells them on the deathbed, no, I owe $100,000 to Bevel. Shteit Azoy. Oma Tnu Naisne. So if he says, make sure to give it to Bevel. I owe him $100,000. They're nice men. Layoma Tnu, but if he didn't say Tnu, he just told them, Kinderlich, I want to inform you, I owe $100,000 to Bevel. Ain't nice men. You don't give. But let's just go a little, just to understand this Gemara, let's explain what the Gemara's cash is. Now, if he didn't say Tnu, we don't give. So, what shall we don't give? Here goes Baldin. I mean, he said he owes $100,000 to Bevel. We have a cloud. Odom osi shaloi las bia es bono. That means nobody, if he didn't say Tnu, he wants his kids are waiting by the deathbed. And they think, no, Baruch Hashem, make the name of the Mater, the Yashna Begirusha, the rich people. So now all of a sudden, already he's calling up to make reservations for a trip. He's becoming an Oisha. He didn't want his children to think they're Ashira. So he told them, I owe $100,000 to Bevel. So they hear this from the father already. So they don't know yet, but already it's a different picture already. Maybe he does though. Who knows what's going to happen? So a father can say such a statement, but he does not mean at all that the $100,000 should go to Bevel. They belong to his kids. But he could say such a statement, Shaloi las biyaz bono. He could say such a statement. He wants that, let the children think that they didn't yash him too much. That'll be very good. So they'll be more careful with the money of the Yerusha. It's very good they should think like that. But he doesn't mean what he's saying. If he said Tnu, then we see he means business. But Cosme doesn't say Tnu, he just is saying that he owes something. It's Shlelas B.S. Bono. So that's the story of Rav Shmuel. So Rav Shmuel said, without Tnu, his words are meaningless. In Choshem Mishpat, it doesn't mean that he owes money. Why did he say it? Not he wants Chas V'Shalom to take away of his children, but he wants his children to be more careful with the Yerusha. That's why he's telling them such a statement. Now, the same thing could be by Hegdish. Adam also shalei las biyas atzmai. That means people shouldn't think that it's like an alder koisha. He gave so much money away for Hegdish and thus. So he's saying, you know, but $100,000 I owe to Bevel. I owe to Bevel $100,000. So could be he didn't say Tnu. He just said it. So Rav Hunet said, well, if he said he owes $100,000 to Bevel, and Odom osi lasis knuyim hegdish. If he said it, mistome, it's true, and you have to give to Bevel $100,000. So the Gemara asks Astira, ain Odom osi knuyim bonav also, but could be he's saying it and he doesn't mean it. He's saying it for a different purpose, that he shouldn't look like an Oisha, his children shouldn't feel that they're Ashirim. But it does not necessarily mean that he means what he says. So that's the Gemara's kash. We have a stira between Rav Hune and Rav Shmuel. Rav Hune said, he said a word that he owes $100,000 to Bevel. He said, we believe him and finish it, we give to Bevel. Bevel can go to Hegdish, he can take care of it. And Rav Shmuel said, he owes $100,000 to Bevel in the same closeness And Achayus, he has Tagnus, he has the children also, and we don't believe what he says. We take it with a grain of salt, and we don't believe it. That's the Gemara's kasha and get pushed. Umasik, so the Gemara answers as follows. The Ravuna Ayri Bishtar Mekuyim. Ravuna is speaking about a Shtar Mekuyim. That means Ravuna is speaking about as follows. That he was Magdish all his Nechosim, then the Malva comes, and he has a Shtar Mekuyim, that he doesn't take $100,000. And Ravun, and now he said, I owe him $100,000. What did he accomplish with by saying this? So Taisa says he accomplished, he won't have to swear. Like this we say, he doesn't have to swear to Hegdish, because if he said, I know them also last is Knunyim Hegdish, Yen is a star. It's a Makurim Diki star. So if Azoi Vait, the cloud, maybe, and he made it for Knunye, Shloilas B.S. Atzmai, I don't say that. Yes, a Shtar Mekuyim, because then he came on from Agdish, so he's saying, I believe, and he doesn't have to, and the Malva doesn't have to swear to Agdish. The Ravu Shmuel, but the Noket Shtar She'eni Mekuyim. Ravu Shmuel is speaking about that this Malva had a Shtar She'eni Mekuyim. Omatnu Kaimil Ishtoril, Omatnu Le Kaimil Ishtoril. So now, so let's explain now Ravu Shmuel. Ravu Shmuel, we have a scenario over here. That you have a Shchiv Mara, he says, and you have a Malve, you have a Shchiv Mara, and you have Yisayman. And the father said, and the Malve is a Shtar She'eni Mekuyim. So, and the father said, I owe this Malve, Taki tells the Yisayman, I owe this Malve, exactly what it says in the Shtar. So the Gemara says as follows, if he didn't say to know, we don't believe him. Could be, it's just saying it, Shalelas be as bono. We don't believe it. If he said to know, so he's Mekayim the Shtar, and then the Malva could be going over to Shtar. So now let's just think out loud for 1 minute. If he did not say to know, so he wasn't Mekayim the Shtar. He didn't say to know. Now the father died, and this Malva comes with a Shtar She'eni Mekuyim. So what does it say? What did Rabbi Shmuel say? Well, the father wasn't Mekayim the Shtar, and he, if you won't be Mekayim the Shtar, you can't be Goyver. Why not? His first kishpat is a dinav tainim mezuyif by halvo. That Taisus, what Taisus before was building through logic in Cheshbonis, now Taisus said there's a Gemara that says what I say. How do we understand Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel said, it's speaking about a Malva has a Shtar, and it's a Shtar She'eni Mekuyim. So Memele, if the Loive said, Tnu, it's Mekayim the Shtar, and the Malva will be going from the assignment with the Shtar. If the Loive did not say Tnu, so Memele, then the Malva cannot be going from the assignment. Like the place is, but he has a Shtar, so it's not Mekuyim, so what? So you see a raya to my yisoy, the shtar she'eni mekuyim bezmu mutayna mezuya for the yisoyim. So memele, that is why, if he doesn't say to know the malva can't be good, because we're going to tayna mezuya. That's what Tais was saying. Now let's innovate. Omatnu kaimi lishto. Loi omatnu loi kaimi lishto. What's shat, what's pshat, what in his saying? The Shemosh Leiles B.S. Bonavoma came. The reason he said that I owe him, it doesn't mean that that's a true halvo. He wants his children to feel that they're not Ashir. The loy tainina mezuyif li yisayim. In fact, Taisus, if there's no din of tainina mezuyif, mikol mokim yigve, the hanokit shtore, he's holding a shtar. So why can he be goyve? Says a raya to my yisod. There's a din of tanin and mezuyah. There's no tanin mezuyah for yisayim. Even though Tamil said the loy shchicha with tanin mezuyah. So my mele. So this is not from the gemara. Lo yom atznu ain't nice them because you have to be mekayim v'shtar. We tanin mezuyah. Ve ein loy mel de tanin and perua. Like the Taisus, you still don't have a raya from this gemara. I just slugged off my first chesed, my shavkes chai, because bezmul will tain a perua migu de mezuyif. It won't tain a mezuyif because mezuyif is a milsad loy shchicha. So it could be that pshat in the gemara. Loy omar tnu ein noisnim because bezmul will tain a perua, which is nemo be migu de mezuyif. If it's mikuyim, so you can't tain a perua.
Stolcha biyodi my boy. If it's not mekoyim, there's a din parua, it's not a migad mezui.
So Taisvah says, the rab is lay made bishtar shekosva ein tzorech lekaimoy. So Taisvah says, but here it won't work. Because rab holds that a loive that says parati migad mezui is not nema. We don't say parati migad mezui. So memele, the father would not be nema to dine parati kenegad ishtar. So memele so bezin also can't dine a parati. So as ois gespalt, we dine mizuyah. See, we dine mizuyah. So now I have a gemara. The gemara says, without kiyim, the malva cannot be goyve. And what, why does he need kiyim? Who's dining mizuyah? Alkocho bezin is dining mizuyah. That is what ois is saying. So now I have an open gemara. The tois is weiter, im taima. Have a verkehrt gemara. The perikame, now we're going into gemara, so that is now have a verkehrt gemara. Perikame, the bobe metziye, pligi rameye verabono, bemotzo shtar, she'en bo yachayis. A person found a shtar. Now, the shtar says that Reuben borrowed from Shimon $1,000. That's what it says in the shtar. Now, I found the shtar. So, l'chayre, now, by looking at this shtar, I know very well who lost the shtar. It's a shtar. So, l'chayre, I should return it to Shimon. Motz shtar shem b'yachayis. Rabbonon omri lo yachsel. Rabbonon say, you found the shtar, you keep it in your safe. Don't you dare give it back to the Malba. You just keep it. Rameya says, give it back to the mouth. So Shmuel says, what is the machlokes over there? Shmuel says, k'she'ein chayiv moide. It is speaking about that the loive is there also. Reuven is here. Shimon is here. And Shimon tells, and Levi found the shtar. So Levi wants a mekayim mitzvah b'shavas aveide. So Shimon is telling him, give me the shtar, because mitzvah is shavas aveide. And Reuven says, chas v'sholom, don't you dare give it to him, it's a false shtar, it's a forged shtar. The shtar, I never borrowed a penny from him. And now, the slave has the shtar, he doesn't know what to do. Reuven says, he never borrowed a penny. Shimon says he lent him $1,000, and this is the shtar. And now Levi needs Chachma Shleim over here. What do you do? He found the shtar. What do you do now? So let's just give a shtickel agdomen. Rameya holds a shtar she'in bo yachayis, a shtar that was written that you cannot learn from lekuches. That shtar is a posel shtar in aloche, because. Let's not go into the reason of the because, but Rav Meir holds v'alocha ashtar she'ein bo yachayis, you cannot mum from the kuchis, and you can't even mum from the leiva. The shtar is worthless in hulchis shtaris. It's apostle ashtar. So Rav Meir says, give it back to the malva. Why should you give it back to the malva? What's the malva going to do with it? The malva can't do anything with it. You can't mum from the leiva. But it's a piece of paper. Paper in those days was very choshev, especially when they didn't have the bottle caps the way we have nowadays. So lots of people who say if he has a bottle and he needs a cap, some emailer give him back the shtar, so he can use it as a stuff up the sluchis. He has a bottle, stuff up the bottle, give it back to him. There's nothing what to worry about. You can have such a shtar, you can't be grateful with such a shtar. Give it back to Shimon. But the Gemara says, well, give it back to Shimon, give it back to Reuben, maybe. Maybe it's Reuben's paper. He says, no, Reuben says it's a false shtar. So Reuben himself says, Klo, I never wrote the shtar. So from Reuben we hear that that it's Shimon's paper. So give it back to Shimon. And there's nothing but to worry about. The Chachamim hold that don't you dare give it back to Shimon, because Shimon can mourn with the shtar. That's why we don't give it back to Shimon. Now let us see innovate. So Taisa says as follows. Let's see again. Bepeir kamad abob metziya pligi rameya barabonon bemotza shtar she'im bo yachayis. The rabonon omri lo yachse. The rabonon say that Levi holds it. The rameya sova yachse. Umuki lo shmu she'im chayiv moide. It's speaking about
that Reuven, the Chayiv, is not Moide, that the Shtar is a true Shtar. He says it's a Mezuyev Tiki Shtar. V'yarzel Ramei, so why do you give it back to the Malve? Lotzer apitz Luchisai, that he should use it to stuff up his Sluchis, his battle. So that's why you give it back. There's nothing what to worry about. The Shtar is worthless in Chayshem Mishpah. V'hashte L'rabonon Amai Loyach. So now Taisa has a problem. Why don't we return the Shtar according to the Rabbon? What is there to be afraid of? The imekayim lay, if this malva will be mekayim the Shtar, hadinimai. Vimloi mekayim lay, if it won't be mekayim the Shtar, imkein ma'mavsi the mahadalai. So what do we hear? What's it to worry about? Reuven says it's mezuyah. Shimon says it's not mezuyah. So what's wrong to give it back to Shimon? What's wrong to give it back to Shimon? Maman of Shech, if Shimon will be Mekayim Dishtar, we say Reuven's a liar, so he can be Goyve. If Shimon will not be Mekayim Dishtar, so he has nothing, Reuven is signing Mezuyah, so he can't mom from Reuven. So what's there to worry about? Why didn't you give it back to Shimon? So says, no, what the problem is? The problem is now Reuven's around, but don't look 2 feet ahead of you. Let's look, you'll give it back to Shimon. So then, when Reuven will take a nice trip away to Medina Siyom for 10 years, or if Reuven will die, so then Shimon will come with the Shtar. Who knows from the Holesik that happened? Come with a shtar, and you can come to the Yisraelim, I have a shtar kindlech, and please pay up your father's side. So therefore the Chachamim said, don't give it back. That means, don't be short-sighted, even though now Reuven is here, and Reuven is timing Mezuyev, so there's nothing but to worry about, but let's be afraid, in 10 years Reuven won't be around anymore, and Shimon is going to mun with the shtar, and he's gonna, and then he's gonna be goyve. I just said a yesod. We tain the mezuyev. We tain the parati migud the mezuyev. So what's there to be afraid about? So from this gemara we see not like me. That's Taisvis kasha. From this gemara we see that we don't tain the mezuyev for yesaimim. And we don't tain the parati migud the mezuyev. That's why the chomim say you don't give it back. No. I'm sorry, they mentioned Perua. Taisa is going to ask about Perua. Taisa says, we see we don't tie the Mizuyah. So Taisa says, you can't prove from over here we don't tie the Mizuyah. Let's tie the Perua. Perua, we can zikha tie if you tie that it's Perua, the Malva has to be Mekayah. Even though by the Yisraimim there's no Migo. The Kaimel on our face brings back the same Yisrael command on the Soyper Kamechas Habayis. The Nishba Vagoyve Machta Gabishtakis. So we tine for the Yisraimim as Zalti Migo the Nensu. Even though we won't find an answer for the assignment. A line of time with the layards, the Sotaisvah says, so their pshad is something else. Given the Isra ben the philosophy, since the shtar got lost. So that's a reyes in the kashrus shtar. That means if a person has a nemesis shtar, that's a shtar on $1,000, you do not put the shtar in your pocket that has a hole in it. We keep it in your safe. Now we find a shtar that was lost. So that's a shtickel reyes that it wasn't a true shtar to begin with. We have a reyes in the mefila. Number one. And number two, the loive toye mezuyah. And then the loive taka says it's a mezuyah tiki shtar. Is ein ligvais min hadin afilu yimotze eidekiyim. Afilu, what does Taisa say? Taisa says that, not that way, that afilu will be mekayim the shtar. We are not permitted to be goyva with the shtar. Since this is such a big reyes in this style, the Zareyes and the Nefila, in the Leiv is time in Mezuyah, so we chayish that he was Mezayev the Shtah, will not rely on Kiyam. Kehidi get poshet, and if Yodha Yazanuke, and as Anuke. So Taisi brings a Gemara in Baba Basra, very interesting Gemara. Someone had a Shtah, and on the Shtah, the two Eidim was Rove and Ravade. So they brought the shtar to Rove. This is his signature. It says 100%. This is my signature. But it's a false shtar. Because never in my life did I chasma with Rav Adar. We never weighed them together. Nebuch the forger didn't know this chesed. He wanted to have two choshev yidden on the shtar to make sure it's a good shtar. So he put Rove and Rav Adar. But Rove said it's my signature. It's 100%. But I never chasma with Rav Adar. So it has to be false. So they got a hold of this malve, and after a little convincing, he was made that Itaka forged the shtar. The forged shtar, but it was so good forged that Rava didn't recognize. Rava thought it was his own signature. Then Rava asked him a pertinent question. He says, no, Bishlam, my signature you were able to forge. But Rav Adar was an old man, and his hands used to shake. How could you duplicate Rav Adar's signature? He made such a good forgery and Rav Adar, how did you do such a thing? So he told them, Banach Yodei Azanuke, he would put his hand on something that was shaking a little bit, and that's how he wrote the signature, and Mamish, she came out and made it. So we see there's such a kiyum, that even Adam could be fooled by the kiyum. So Memelis, Atosvis says, that's Pshat Nyanei Gemara. Pshat Nyanei Gemara, you don't return it to the Malva, because we have such a Reis in the Nefila, that we will not rely on Kiyum. So Memele, could be we do Taina Mezuyah. Ahu, by the Leiva. You'll give it to the Malva, and the Malva will be Mekayim, we won't rely on Kiyum, because of the race and the Fila, the Taina of the Leiva. Yeah, the Chaimash Mosin Loshna Kuntres. But Taisa says, Avali Leke, Leiva Kamon, but if there's no Leiva here, Ramalve Motzi Eidekiyim Matzirim Le. Taisa says, but if a person found the shtar, Levi found the shtar, there's no Leiva here, and the Malve was Mekayim the shtar, Matzirim Le, we'll give him the shtar. The Hodavas Leiva, the Taim Mezuyipu, Nired the Sulei Mehem, and Kina the Huzak Beta. So Taisa says, if Lemaise, the Malve got the shtar Beheta, and he was Mekayim the shtar, he was Mekayim the shtar, and that's why we gave him the shtar, so then, we will not take it away from him, and he'll be able to be gaver from the Leiva. So it means the whole svarah that Taisa says we're chayish, that he might make a kiyum which is not a true kiyum, that is only a aloche, that the one who found the shtar is loy of din and ulde. That means you don't do anything. You don't know what could occur. Maybe he'll make a kiyum that'll fool everyone. So you keep it. That's dafke if the psak was to keep it, because there was such a reyes in the nefila, but the taina ziyev of the loive. But if there was no taina ziyev of the loive, and the malva got a hold of the shtar after he was mekayim the shtar, then the taina ziyev of the loive later will not be seisa the kim of the malva, it could be goiva from the loive.